Right, 608 FM Talk 106.5. Bobby, a warning, 75 as we get started on this Wednesday. It's like July in June. That's okay. We have a tropical storm to talk about as well. We'll do that with our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Coming up around 6:35, another night of unrest across the country with protest in right here in our backyard and protest of note in big cities. We'll get and Lubbock, Texas. Lubbock, Texas. When, if you wonder about the breadth of this movement, you look at a place like Lubbock, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
You ever been to Lubbock?
I have been. We almost moved to Lubbock at one point.
So you're familiar. Lubbock, Texas. Protests going on there. Does that tell you it's everywhere?
It is everywhere.
It is everywhere.
Not anywhere near the biggest city in Texas.
By far, it is not. We'll talk about that. We'll start off this hour like we do the 6 and 7 o'clock hours with the fight against coronavirus by the numbers nationally and back here at home. Dalton with the latest.
Yeah, in the United States, we now have 1.88 million total cases of coronavirus and over 108,000 deaths. That's after 21,882 new cases were added yesterday, and 1,134 deaths were added to the toll due to COVID-19. That's after only 730 deaths were reported Monday and 638 on Sunday. If you're wondering how far of a drop that was from our peak, back on April 21st, there were 2,683 Americans that died due to COVID-19. So over the last few weeks, or at least the last week, the deaths each day have been less than half of what we had at our peak. And the testing continues to ramp up. According to the Atlantic's COVID tracker, they track the number of national test results up until 3 p.m. every day. Their total for yesterday, 417,156 tests reported nationally. The sixth day in a row that over 400,000 tests have been administered. And there have now been nearly 18 million total tests nationally since the pandemic began. In Alabama, 18,474 confirmed positive cases of coronavirus in the state. Yesterday, only 122 new cases were added, which is the lowest number since April 17th. But the Alabama Department of Public Health has been adding cases to previous days. So they've been going back, and maybe because of the delay of getting those numbers from some of the local hospitals and test sites, they're adding to previous days. Still, the numbers we've seen have been able to drop our weekly and two-week averages. The seven-day average dropped to 394 cases per day, and our two-week average is at 416 cases per day. There were 6,416 test results added yesterday in Alabama. Over the last week, 7.5% of test results have been positive, and 8.8% have been positive over the past 14 days. Both of those numbers have dropped over the last few days, which is great news. 651 Alabamians have died due to COVID-19 since the pandemic began. Seven deaths were reported yesterday. Our seven-day average of daily deaths now sits at 10, and the two-week average is at 11 per day. And there have been 1,899 hospitalizations since March 13th. Currently, there are 639 people hospitalized due to coronavirus. Yesterday, 23 new hospitalizations in the state. Looking at some local numbers, 2,283 positive cases in Mobile County with 118 deaths. Yesterday, Mobile added 12 new cases, and there were zero new deaths reported. Baldwin County, 292 positive cases and 9 deaths. Zero new cases or deaths added yesterday for Baldwin County, and it's been nearly a week since Baldwin County has reported a death due to coronavirus. Washington County has 72 cases with 6 deaths. Clark County, 148 cases with 2 deaths. Monroe County, 44 cases and 2 deaths. Escambia County, 74 positive cases and 3 deaths. Choctaw County has 153 cases and 10 deaths. Kanaka County, 41 positive cases and 1 death. And Wilcox County, 152 cases with 7 deaths. Taking a quick look at the 3 counties that have been hit hardest so far by coronavirus in Alabama, Mobile County still leads in the number of total cases and number of deaths, 2,283 cases with 118 deaths. Jefferson County, their numbers still rising, although not as quickly as they were early. Jefferson County has 1,882 positive cases, just about 400 fewer than Mobile, and they have 103 deaths in Jefferson County, 15 fewer than Mobile. But Montgomery County quickly catching up to Jefferson County in terms of number of cases. They have 1,802 positive cases now. Remember, they only crossed the 1,000 mark about a week or a week and a half ago.
10 days ago, yeah.
They're now 80 cases fewer than Jefferson County, but a lot fewer deaths in Montgomery County. They have 43, 60 fewer than Jefferson County, and 75 fewer than Mobile County. Of course, Montgomery County's population a bit smaller than either Mobile County or Jefferson County's.
All right, Dalton, we appreciate the update. Saw this at an email from Mayor Stimson yesterday. Said there are, kind of seconding what you're saying here, there were 118 deaths attributed to the virus. Just 6 deaths in the most recent weeks recorded by Mobile County Health Department is the fewest for any week since March. Seeing a reduction in cases, deaths, and hospitalizations is encouraging for our community. We hope this trend will continue. Mayor Stimson goes on to write, statewide, no one younger than 24 has died from the coronavirus, and less than 4% of the deaths were among those younger than 49. This according to the Alabama Department of Public Health. 95% of all COVID deaths in the state were people with underlying conditions such as cardiovascular disease, diabetes, or renal disease. These statistics are a sober reminder that the threat of COVID-19 is very real, particularly for our most vulnerable citizens. Please continue to keep a safe distance of at least 6 feet from others, wash your hands regularly, and wear a mask when in public places. Now, question is the mask thing. Last week, WHO's I don't even know what to tell you about masks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, but so that's the email from part of the email from Mayor Stimson last night. Then you start combining the pandemic and the coronavirus with the protests going on all over the country right now. And what does that mean for coronavirus spread? Coronavirus pandemic still causing problems here in the country. So what does that mean when it comes to protests? John Lawrence from Westwood One with more.
The large George Floyd protests may result in more coronavirus outbreaks. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottom says protesters need to be cautious about COVID-19.
I just hope that people will get tested and will remember that we're still in the middle of a pandemic.
Some people are wearing masks, but social distancing is at a minimum. U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams says he expects more COVID-19 cases nationally due to the George Floyd protests. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio agrees.
There's no question there's a danger this could intensify the spread of the coronavirus.
On a more optimistic note, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases says a phase 3 trial for one potential vaccine is scheduled to start next month.
By the beginning of 2021, we hope to have a couple of 100 million doses.
As for the next few months, the National Institutes of Health says the summer heat probably won't stop the virus, contrary to a prediction President Trump made earlier this year. Meantime, the president tweeting Tuesday that the RNC will be looking for another host for its convention in late August. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper isn't planning to ease social distancing guidelines for the convention. 3 Republican officials say President Trump will therefore not accept the nomination in Charlotte. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Where does the RNC go for the convention? That's another question out there. Also, when we come back, Mobile cleans the base there, the pedestal for the Admiral Sims statue. And by the way, did you see the color? Have y'all looked at the pictures? Because the placards on there over time have, I don't know if it's oxidized, I guess it's, well, that's rust. So the process that turns things green, like copper things green, that's how they've always looked in my lifetime, right? They've just always been green. They had a pressure wash yesterday, and now it's revealed, I guess, a real copper color or the bronze color behind it. So weird to have grown up here and always seen those green. Y'all know what I'm talking about, this, the placards there on the bottom of the pedestal. They're now back to like a copper bronze color from what they always were green in my life. It's strange to see it, but you'll have to see those pictures. Also, Mobile City Council praising the peaceful protest, but asking residents to stay home rather than cause unrest. And speaking of protest went on to I-10 in New Orleans last night. They got up on I-10 at the Vucaray exit. Give you more details on that story coming up in just a little bit. All right, in sports,
the NBA has a timeline for returning to play. And speaking of protests and coronavirus, an Oklahoma State player returning to campus has tested positive after attending a protest in Tulsa. I'll tell you more coming up in sports.
All right, headlines from WKRG next.
For the freshest fruits and veggies straight from the local farm at everyday low prices, make Allegri Farm Market part of your daily shopping routine. In Daphne, on Highway 181 at County Road 64. Fresh, local, Allegri Farm Market.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Two suspects are in custody this morning after a Moody, Alabama police officer was killed in the line of duty. Moody is about 20 miles outside of Birmingham. Sergeant Stephen Williams was shot while responding to a call at a motel around 9 last night. A homeless man is charged with arson for allegedly setting fire to a vacant restaurant in Tillman's Corner. Police believe Robert Eddin started the fire Monday night during an argument with another homeless man. Took firefighters 25 minutes to put out the flames at the old Bangkok Thai Cuisine building. No one was hurt. Mobile business owner and former University of South Alabama baseball player Jimmy Francia died yesterday. Friends and family say he developed pneumonia and later acute respiratory distress syndrome after undergoing knee replacement surgery. Francia opened and operated Francia's formal affair on Airport Boulevard. He was 57 years old. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
You know, these days, delivery is the new norm. And to that point, I saw a mobile tire service the other day. Speaking of which, I got Scott Blair, owner of 2U Tire, on the phone. 2U Tire brings a tire store to you. Scott, now how does this work?
We have a huge Sprinter van with a European tire changer, balancer, precision balance tools, a flat repair station, and tire pressure sensors all on board.
Oh, that's cool. So you bring the tires with you?
Yes. Instead of selling someone whatever we have in stock, we work with our clients to determine the exact tire to fit their needs and their expectations, then bring the tires with us to install. For fleets, that means on the job site or possibly after the vehicles get back at the end of the day.
That's so important for business owners and fleet managers, especially right now. So how can folks get in touch with you?
We can be reached at 251-415-5500 or logging on to 2utire.com. That's the number 2, letter U, tire.com, or find us on Facebook.
It's great to hear the creativity here and that you're doing so well helping out folks along the Gulf Coast. Y'all stay safe, and we're going to check back with you again real soon.
As we all watch these unprecedented events of the coronavirus unfold, we at Southern Cancer Center want to assure you that we are working hard to protect our community and our patients. Cancer patients often have weakened immune systems and are more vulnerable to infection. They're already fighting cancer. Please don't make them fight this virus too. Do your part to stop the spread. Stay distant. Wash your hands. Cover your coughs and sneezes. Together, we will get through this. Find more information at southerncancercenter.com.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 6:21 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. As professional sports leagues look to restart their seasons after being paused by the coronavirus pandemic, ESPN reports that the NBA has shared a proposed timeline with teams for returning to play. The league is modeling a 22-team format for the season's resumption beginning on July 31st in Orlando, Florida. On the NBA's timeline, a possible date for a Finals Game 7 lands on October 12th. Commissioner Adam Silver is expected to have a proposal to take to a vote of the NBA's Board of Governors on Thursday. According to ESPN, the NBA and the NBA's Players Association are still discussing details on a format, and there's still room for the league to maneuver on the structure of return-to-play ideas. The NBA has been advancing on a plan that would include regular season, play-in, and playoff games for the 16 teams currently holding a playoff position, and six more teams that are within six games of the eighth seed in each conference. Those six teams include New Orleans, Portland, San Antonio, Sacramento, and Phoenix in the Western Conference, and Washington in the Eastern Conference. Disney's Wide World of Sports Complex in Orlando is expected to serve as the site for all games and practices. NBA Hall of Famer and former Washington Bullets player and coach Wes Unseld died Tuesday morning at the age of 74. Unseld's family said in a statement that he had lengthy health issues, most recently with pneumonia. Unseld was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame after playing for the Bullets franchise from 1968 to 1981. He spent his first five seasons with the Bullets in Baltimore, followed by eight seasons in Washington. He was part of the franchise's only NBA title in 1978 when he was named the Finals MVP after the Bullets defeated Seattle in seven games. He won the regular season MVP award in 1969 and was a five-time All-Star. Unseld and Wilt Chamberlain are the only players in NBA history to win Rookie of the Year and the MVP award in the same season. In college football news, Notre Dame and Navy will not open the 2020 season on August 29th in Dublin, Ireland, as originally scheduled. The two iconic teams will still face off to begin the year, but instead of traveling overseas, they're expected to play at the Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium in Annapolis, Maryland, most likely on Labor Day weekend. The decision to move the game to Navy for the first time in the 94-year history of the series was made after, quote, extensive consultation with the Irish government, medical authorities, and the administrative staffs at both schools. There's still no definitive timetable for the return of college athletics, although the NCAA has allowed football players across the country to begin to return to voluntary workouts this month. Oklahoma State linebacker Amon Agbonbamiga said yesterday that he tested positive.
Nice pronunciation.
Not sure it was right. I think it was. He said yesterday that he tested positive for COVID-19 after attending a protest in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Agbonbamiga, who was a second-team All-Big 12 selection last year, made the announcement on Twitter, adding, quote, please, if you are going to protest, take care of yourself and stay safe. Agbonbamiga was one of 30 players to return to campus Monday, the first phase of Oklahoma State athletes returning to campus in the midst of the pandemic. According to ESPN, all of those players, as well as coaches and other staff members, were tested for coronavirus. Per university protocol, Agbonbamiga will be quarantined in a separate on-campus housing. He'll be retested Friday and tested again at a later date. 6:24, that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered showers and thunderstorms today, with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, a few evening showers and thunderstorms, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Your CBD store of West Mobile is offering personal shopping hours, curbside, and free delivery. Please call store owner Joe Brown to set up your appointment or for call-in orders. Call your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest at 260-3223 today. That's 260-3223.
Good morning, everyone. For the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear from the 1065 Split 90 Halls Mill Road out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore. No delays. Also across the Bayway as you're traveling in from Daphne, Spanish Ford, all the way to Loxley and I-10. Car Doctor at 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West in Theodore is open to help get your cars running. They're a Nappy finalist and voting starts today. You can rent them also for weddings and graduations and see them at cartdoctor.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 626 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Cristobal. Cristobal in the Gulf. We'll talk about that with Dr. Bill. It's going to be a rainy weekend, I think. Even it looks like, we'll find out his take. Looks like it's better chance of going west of us than to us or to the east of us. But, of course, that puts us on the northeast side. That means rain. And rain. So we'll find out how much he's talking about.
And Dr. Bill Williams, the closest thing we have to a crystal ball. When it comes to these storms. But the third named Atlantic storm already, and hurricane season just started Monday.
That's right. We'll get more in about 10 minutes from Dr. Bill. Also, thank you, Daniel. Daniel said that is patina. Of course it is. Daniel, I am running extremely slow this morning. I was trying to come up with a term of what happens to the with the greenish color, the aqua green color that we've, you know, if you grew up here, the placards on the base there for the Admiral Sims statue, and the Admiral Sims statue itself, that greenish blue color is what Daniel reminded me. Let's see, he said patina, the green that develops on copper base metals as they oxidize. Thank you, Daniel, for coming up with words, because you are obviously doing better this morning than I am. that has now been pressure washed off. Go look at the picture. See the color of it now. It's interesting.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Two suspects are in custody this morning after a Moody, Alabama police officer was killed in the line of duty. Moody is about 20 miles outside of Birmingham. Sergeant Stephen Williams was shot while responding to a call at a motel around 9 last night. A homeless man is charged with arson for allegedly setting fire to a vacant restaurant in Tillman's Corner. Police believe Robert Eden started the fire Monday night during an argument with another homeless man. Took firefighters 25 minutes to put out the flames at the old Bangkok Thai Cuisine building. No one was hurt. Mobile business owner and former University of South Alabama baseball player Jimmy Francia died yesterday. Friends and family say he developed pneumonia and later acute respiratory distress syndrome after undergoing knee replacement surgery. Francia opened and operated Francia's former affair on Airport Boulevard. He was 57 years old. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Hey, talking with my friend Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape and businesses opening back up. What can y'all do to help them get things cleaned up around those businesses and get people in that front door?
Well, like you said, we can start with just a cleanup and maybe just a tweak in the design to kind of get people excited about coming through the front door and freshen up the look of the building. But we don't really stop there either. We really kind of take an approach towards how efficient is the maintenance going to be and an eye towards ongoing maintenance and care. So we really have a strong background, as you know, in maintenance. So we take a look at from there as well.
We know the exterior of our business is a reflection on what we do. So it's more important than ever to make sure we're inviting people in and we got a place that looks great.
Exactly. And we're here to help them with that.
All right. Tell us how to get in touch with y'all and get these services right away.
Well, you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. It's all about you.
Hi, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. I want to talk to you again about the benefits of purchasing a certified pre-owned Kobe Subaru. Aside from the thorough 152-point inspection and 100,000-mile factory-backed warranty, your like-new Subaru has rates as low as 0.99%. Being a part of the Kobe family gives you access to our fleet of courtesy vehicles. The Kobe difference, along with these benefits from Subaru, can make your purchase worry-free. You can begin your purchase online at KobeSubaru.com or visit our showroom located on the I-65 service road. Our staff is committed to providing excellent service, and remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
Special report, protests across America. An 8 p.m. curfew didn't stop thousands of defiant demonstrators from marching through the streets of New York City. Six Atlanta police officers are charged with using excessive force during an arrest of two college students at a weekend protest. Officials say the officers broke the car windows to get to the suspects and used stun weapons on them.
There are now arrest warrants that range on charges from aggravated assault and simple battery to damage to property for those six Atlanta police officers: Lonnie Hood, Willie Sauls, Ivory Schreeder, Mark Gardner, Armin Jones, and Roland Claude. Now, Gardner and Schreeder were both fired. Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms announced their terminations when she described seeing that video as disturbing.
There's Diane Gallagher. There have been over 9,000 arrests nationwide since the unrest began following George Floyd's death in Minneapolis. I'm John Trout.
I'm Rasa K with Your Money Now. Marriott International has reopened all its hotels in China stateside. The CEO says Marriott hotels that stayed open have crossed the 20% occupancy threshold and continue to see rooms booked, but not across the board. Two locations in New Orleans have announced they will close for 3 weeks in July and August. Bracing for a slow recovery from the pandemic, Southwest Airlines is offering employees buyout packages and temporary paid leaves, predicting its flying capacity would probably be down about 30% in the fall. Amazon's bestseller rankings show sales of pepper spray, Black Lives Matter merchandise, and racial justice literature are spiking. The e-tailer calculates bestsellers based on sales volume, and that's updated hourly. The Dow closed 92 points higher, the Nasdaq gained 62, and the S&P added 11 at the end of the session. Futures are pointed toward a higher market open. And that's Your Money Now.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today. and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You're more focused than ever on keeping your employees and customers safe. Cintas has the products and services you need to feel prepared. Our Cintas technicians can apply our disinfectant and sanitizer spray throughout your facility. Our UltraClean service for restrooms uses a sanitizer effective against certain germs, bacteria, and viruses. And we'll help you stay well-stocked with hand sanitizer, face masks, and essential PPE. Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
This is Jim Foley, managing partner at Fairhope Brewing Company. We at Fairhope Brewing would like to extend a heartfelt thank you to everyone in Lower Alabama who has shown their support for us over the past few weeks. It is only because of this support, be it buying a t-shirt from our online store, buying our products at your local grocery store, or by buying directly from us in Fairhope, that we have made our way through these unprecedented times. Thank you again for your continued support, and thank you for your patience as we slowly reopen our taproom.
Find out more online, fairhopebrewing.com.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
75. Another humid start.
Yeah, sure is. And it's going to get even more humid over the next few days as we get a lot more moisture coming in from the Gulf. Now, today, I expect quite a few showers and thunderstorms, and it's mainly due to an upper air disturbance that's slowly moving across the area, and that's going to help set off showers and thunderstorms, most of it this afternoon and on into the evening. That should keep temperatures in the mid-80s with the cloud cover and showers. Tonight, the showers will taper off in the evening, and we'll see a low tonight most likely in the lower 70s. And then for tomorrow, it should be partly cloudy again, and we'll see scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon. A little more sunshine tomorrow, which will get us back into the upper 80s. Now, for the rest of the week and the weekend, for Friday, better chance for showers and thunderstorms as we start to get a lot of moisture coming in off the Gulf of Mexico due to the tropical system that we'll be talking about in a moment. And so we'll see a good chance for showers and thunderstorms, again, mainly in the afternoon on Friday, and a high in the upper 80s. Over the weekend, numerous showers and thunderstorms for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, all related to Tropical Storm Cristobal, and temperatures will be in the 80s.
All right. Cristobal, third named storm of the year. Walk us through what you see happening over the next couple of days, and everybody is wondering, where's it going?
Well, right now it hadn't moved. It's hardly any different from yesterday. It's right down in the extreme southern portion of the southwestern Gulf, right along the coast of Mexico. And it has strengthened a bit, just sitting over a very, very warm pocket of water and allowing it to intensify. So very little motion has taken place. We do expect that it will drift a little more to the north. And it may lose strength a bit in the next 24 hours as it is part of the center maybe over land. And then on Friday, it will begin to move to the north. And as it gets out over open water, it will intensify. And so Friday, it starts to move to the north. Saturday, it picks up speed and intensifies as it moves north over the southern and then the central Gulf. And then on Sunday, it will be approaching the central Gulf Coast. Right now, the likely target is the Louisiana coast, most likely Sunday night, early Monday morning. At that time, it will be a strong tropical storm, possibly reaching a minimal hurricane. But at least the winds will be up around 65 to 70 miles per hour. That's the projection for Sunday night and early Monday as it reaches the Louisiana coast. Now, what do we expect over here? We're going to be on what we call the wet side of the hurricane or tropical storm. That's the eastern side. And that system will be pumping all this moisture from the tropics over the weekend. So we can expect numerous showers and thunderstorms and rain squalls that will be coming over our area this weekend, especially on Sunday. We will probably see some gusty winds possibly reaching gale force on the coast. Not that strong over the land. It'll be gusty. And we may see some of those gusty winds and some of the thunderstorms that occur. So we could see at least 6 inches of rain with this system as it moves in over the weekend, maybe even more rain than that. So it's going to be a rain event for the Mobile area.
All right, so a big soaker there for our area.
Yes.
What about, okay, let's talk about coastal interest here. You talked about the squalls coming in, maybe gale force winds. What about, I guess it would be storm surge. What about the height of the water? What are people looking at? What do you expect on the track it would be?
Well, again, we're looking at something that hadn't even moved yet.
Right, right.
They're trying to project it, but we will see most likely some coastal flooding. Sea swells will pick up over the weekend, and we will see an increase in the tides. Perhaps 1 or 2 feet will occur, so it's not a major increase, but it will be some rather unsettled conditions along the coast over the weekend. But rain will be the problem, and that we're going to get a lot of rain and potentially very heavy rain in these rain squalls. But the heart of the storm will stay right now, it appears, over in Louisiana.
You feel, I know so much is unknown now, but feel like it stays a tropical storm? Is there what kind of chance for formation just to reach that arbitrary 74 mile an hour? I mean, what do you
think?
It
could reach a minimal hurricane. That's certainly a possibility, and most likely it wouldn't do that till it reaches the northern Gulf.
Okay, so that's
now, could it change its path? Yes, we'll be watching that very closely. Could it deviate a little bit to the east? It could. More likely, it looks like it's tilting a little more to the west. The reason it's moving north on this pretty steady path, or projected to do this, is that it's going to find a weakness in this ridge of high pressure that right now extends from the Atlantic all the way to Texas. But there's going to be a weakness in the central portion of that, which is where that storm will most likely head. So right now it looks like a target would be the central Louisiana coast, or possibly the western portion of the Louisiana coast. We're talking about like Morgan City, Louisiana, okay, or maybe as far west as Lake Charles. That's the projection right now. But again, things could change because it hasn't started to move to the north yet.
And therefore, that's why you're looking at this late weekend into next week, right?
Yeah, landfall right now would be in Louisiana would be probably very early in the morning on Monday.
Okay.
And then slowly moving in, which would keep all of this moisture coming into our area Monday and on into Tuesday.
All right, time to make sure we cleaned out the rain gutters on the house.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back with you real soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist and tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast and the look at the tropics all hurricane season long. We'll check traffic coming up next.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Mako Forestry has the equipment and the knowledge to make your small or large property more usable, valuable, and absolutely more beautiful. Call Mako Forestry, 251-747-1802 or online, makoforestry.com and on Facebook.
Good morning from the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. Good ride across the Bayway. Light traffic from 65 heading up from Dolphin, Spring Hill, and Moffitt. profit. If you're traveling Tillman's Corner, Theodore, 90, Halls Mill Road, and Rangeline Road, clear with no major backups or delays. Lambert's Cafe, home of the Thrilled Rolls, Highway 59 in Foley, now has their dining rooms open for dine-in. Enjoy their family-style dinner and all the pass-arounds, including all the Thrilled Rolls you can catch just 20 minutes south of I-10 in Foley. It's Lambert's Cafe. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Thank you, Kane. 643 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean and Dalton. We've got Jeff Poore's going to join us later on in the morning around 8:05. Talking to you on the text line at 343-0106. And reminder, nappy voting starts today.
Mm-hmm.
See, I did it. I made a note to myself to remind folks, remind myself to remind y'all. So we appreciate your votes.
Yeah, votenappies.com and a number of FM Talk 106.5 shows to vote for. Mobile Mornings, Midday Mobile, which, we do not recommend
vote for that show.
Until noon, then we'll be recommending that you do vote for Midday Mobile. Also, What's Working with Cam Marston, Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu, Sports Night, and the Paul Feinbaum Show, all right there for you to vote for. And we appreciate it.
Favorite radio station.
And favorite radio station.
Which I just checked. They got our frequency correct at 106.5, which they always have.
Mm-hmm.
There's one of the stations there that they got the frequency wrong.
That's tough.
I'm just going to say. Looking through, it has the calls of the station correct. The frequency is not correct. Mm,
that's tough.
Yeah, so just leave it there. So in protests around the country last night, what I want to focus on here is what happened in New Orleans. As of 8:30, protesters, from our news partners at WKRG, as of 8:30, protesters had walked onto I-10, stopping highway traffic near the Vucre exit. This is from WGNO News. They reported NOPD tells drivers to avoid the area. This has been cleared by now, so it's not an issue now. But this is what was attempted here on Sunday, mm-hmm. is to get up on I-10 and stop traffic. That was actually accomplished in New Orleans. Protests organized by Take 'em Down NOLA, a group of civil rights activists who united during Mayor Mitch Landrieu's 2015 initiative to remove Confederate monuments from city property. Since Saturday, the group has gathered each evening at 6 at Duncan Plaza across from City Hall. There, they've been joined by hundreds of fellow activists and onlookers demand justice for all black Americans after police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis last week. At a news conference, NOPD Superintendent Sean Ferguson says he wants to keep it without violence or destruction of property. In the news conference yesterday, Ferguson used the phrase that he's said become common among law enforcement regarding the Floyd protest, outside agitators. So they say in New Orleans, dealing with the same thing that Police Chief Batiste said with us yesterday, they truly believe and can prove there were outsiders. And the way he described it was pretty interesting. So, I mean, when I heard him talking, people say, well, there's outside influence and all these things. And I agree. You can see it. And heck, in the coverage on Sunday on WKRG, there were people they interviewed that said, well, I'm not from around here. But, I mean, they admitted it.
Mm-hmm.
But here, Chief Batiste was talking about these people travel to wherever they think the hottest protest is going to be. It's like somebody following the Grateful Dead or something. You know what I'm saying? Around. Like, they're tourist mm-hmm. for this stuff, and they go, well, okay, whoa, everything's really happening over there. Let's go over there and be part of that. I guess New Orleans is dealing with the same issue. Ferguson said, don't take the bait. Our city has truly been a great example of how to voice your concerns without violence. So a little bit from down I-10 West, where people actually got up onto I-10 at the Vucre exit, and like I said, that's what was attempted on Sunday here. So it's, wow. I mean, let me just, protesters, please. Please, for your safety, have you watched people drive down I-10? Have you watched this before you would go stand up on doing like 87 and texting?
Mm-hmm.
Please.
Flying through there. And also a more of a peaceful protest in Mobile last night at Airport in mm-hmm. Azalea. They went all the way to the shops at Bel Air, which might have played a role.
1.7 miles?
I guess so.
That's what they said.
It's a long walk there. But that might have played a role in shops at Bel Air closing down a little early yesterday.
Yeah, they closed it. They close at
3 p.m., yeah. And there were, you know, I think there was a page out there on Facebook that said that walk would be happening, and it said it would end at the shops of Bel Air. But that was much more of a peaceful protest in Mobile last night. And as far as I know, no one tried to get on I-10 in Mobile yesterday.
Yeah, don't do that, y'all. Just look around and think about it. Also, Mobile City Council praising the peaceful protest. Also, point out praising the Mobile Police Department, and I think well deserved from City Council yesterday. Hey, by the way, you want to hear our full discussion with Police Chief Batiste? It's up on our podcast page, fmtalk1065.com. Just click podcast or iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. They're waiting for you right now. All right, headlines from WKRG next.
This information update brought to you by Wildlife Solutions. When you need experts for any type of wild animal control, call Wildlife Solutions. Rodent and insect removal and property repair. Wildlife Solutions, 654-6778.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Two suspects are in custody this morning after a Moody, Alabama police officer was killed in the line of duty. Moody is about 20 miles outside of Birmingham. Sergeant Stephen Williams was shot while responding to a call at a motel around 9 last night. A homeless man is charged with arson for allegedly setting fire to a vacant restaurant in Tillman's Corner. Police believe Robert Eddin started the fire Monday night during an argument with another homeless man. Took firefighters 25 minutes to put out the flames at the old Bangkok Thai cuisine building. No one was hurt. Mobile business owner and former University of South Alabama baseball player Jimmy Francia died yesterday. Friends and family say he developed pneumonia and later acute respiratory distress syndrome after undergoing knee replacement surgery. Francia opened and operated Francia's former affair on Airport Boulevard. He was 57 years old. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Good morning, 649 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. As professional sports leagues look to restart their seasons after being paused by the coronavirus pandemic, ESPN reports that the NBA has shared a proposed timeline with teams for returning to play. The league is modeling a 22-team format for the season's resumption, beginning on July 31st in Orlando, Florida. And on the NBA's timeline, a possible date for a Finals Game 7 lands on October 12th. Commissioner Adam Silver is expected to have a proposal to take to a vote of the NBA's Board of Governors on Thursday. According to ESPN, the NBA and the NBA's Players Association are still discussing details on a format, and there's still room for the league to maneuver on the structure of return-to-play ideas. The NBA has been advancing on a plan that would include regular season, play-in, and playoff games for the 16 teams that currently hold a playoff position, as well as six more teams that are within six games of the eighth seed in each conference. Those six teams include New Orleans, Portland, San Antonio, Sacramento, and Phoenix in the Western Conference, and Washington in the Eastern Conference. Disney's Wide World of Sports complex in Orlando is expected to serve as the site for all games and practices. NBA Hall of Famer and former Washington Bullets player and coach Wes Unseld died yesterday morning at the age of 74. Unseld's family said in a statement that he had lengthy health issues, most recently with pneumonia. Unseld was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame after playing for the Bullets franchise from 1968 to 1981. He spent his first five seasons with the Bullets in Baltimore, followed by eight seasons in Washington. He was part of the franchise's only NBA title in 1978 when he was named Finals MVP after the Bullets defeated the Seattle Supersonics in seven games. He won the regular season MVP award in 1969 and was a five-time All-Star. Unseld and Wilt Chamberlain are the only players in NBA history to win Rookie of the Year and the MVP award in the same season. In college football news, Notre Dame and Navy will not open the 2020 season on August 29th in Dublin, Ireland, as originally scheduled. The two iconic teams will still face off to begin the season, but instead of traveling overseas, they're expected to play at the Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium in Annapolis, Maryland, most likely on Labor Day weekend. The decision to move the game to Navy for the first time in the 94-year history of the series was made after, quote, extensive consultation with the Irish government, medical authorities, and the administrative staffs at both schools. Around 40,000 people from the U.S. were expected to attend the sold-out game in Ireland. There's still no definitive timetable for the return of college athletics, although the NCAA has allowed football players across the country to begin to return to voluntary workouts this month.
Oh, man, Notre Dame playing in Dublin.
Yeah. scratch.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. They played there before, and that's such an iconic series. I think it's the longest series that hasn't been interrupted by any years. 94 years they've played in a row, and this will be the first time they play at Navy. It's normally at a neutral site. And I mentioned football players returning to campus. Oklahoma State linebacker Amen Ogbonbamiga said yesterday that he tested positive for COVID-19 after attending a protest in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Ogbonbamiga, who was a second-team All-Big 12 selection last year, made the announcement on Twitter, adding, quote, "Please, if you're going to protest, take care of yourself and stay safe." Ogbonbamiga was one of 30 players to return to campus Monday. That's the first phase of Oklahoma State athletes returning to campus in the midst of the pandemic. According to ESPN, all of those players, as well as coaches and other staff members, were tested for coronavirus. Per university protocol, Ogbonbamiga will be quarantined in separate on-campus housing. He'll be retested Friday and tested again at a later date. 6:53 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right, and the question that dog owners have probably asked themselves before or answered for themselves: would my dog come save me? You know, I mean, man's best friend, right? Would your dog, if you were in a pickle, would your dog come save you? Well, they've put the lab coat research to it, and I'll give you some of the results coming up.
Oh, I can't wait.
This information update brought to you by the Carrot Patch. See all their stunning pieces on Facebook and Instagram. Then, when only the best will do, visit their beautiful showroom on Hillcrest. When you find your perfect match, come see us at the Carrot Patch.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered showers and thunderstorms today, with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, a few evening showers and thunderstorms, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Good morning from the Alliance Roofing Traffic Center. We've had several medical calls, but no new wrecks. And a good ride across the Bayway, the Causeway through the George Wallace and the Bankhead Tunnels. Once again, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear with no delays. Northbound 65 from Pritchard to Saraland, Tillman's Corner and Theodore, also no delays. Silver Creek Shooting Range is accepting memberships. They're the only shooting range in the area with tactical, moving, and shooting ranges with a 1,000-yard range, all situated on 160 acres. Go to silvercreekrange.com and hit the info request button. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 6:56 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. All right, this is a question that dog owners, dog lovers like us have probably asked ourselves. Maybe you're the odd one that hasn't, but believe me, you're the minority in this. Would your dog rescue you if you were in trouble? If you were Timmy and you fell in the well, would Lassie come find you? New study at Arizona State University looked at whether people's dogs would rescue them if they were in trouble. They had dog owners sit under a box and then call for help. And about one out of the three dogs came and rescued their owners. So 33%. Sounds low, but here's the catch. If the dogs knew how to get into the box through a special door in the side, they were eight times more likely to rescue their owner.
Okay.
So if you gave them like a doggy door into the well, for Lassie, they would be 8 times more likely.
Yeah.
The dogs showed a lot of signs of stress during the rescue scenarios, so it helped if they didn't have to figure out a rescue technique.
Mm.
So what does it all mean? Well, if you want your dog to save you and you're in trouble, maybe run through a few practice scenarios using treats to train them so they'll know what to do if an emergency ever happens. I don't, like,
no.
What emergency, like, you know, if I truly am in an emergency where the couch cushions have fallen on top of me, I think I might. The dogs we have now would, if they thought there were treats in there, they would probably try to get in there.
Mm-hmm.
How about you? Do you think Murphy? You think you're,
oh, no way. I know. I'm a lost
cause. He'd leave you to die?
Yeah. Murphy, the other dog, I have no chance. I've, just like everyone, I've faked, you know, injuries to see.
Right.
All they do is come and lick my face. That's all.
How about y'all? Would your dog come save you? Has your dog come save you from underneath some couch cushions or something like that?